Attorney John Manley, we've had him on many, many times. He took on the L.A. Archdiocese for all the priests who were raping the young boys and girls.
And then L.A. Unified he got involved with.
Yeah, with all the teachers that were sexually attacking.
Oh, the guy with his special cookies.
Yeah. We had him on recently involving the case of Dr. Larry Nassar. He is the former Michigan State University physician who worked as the team doctor for the U.S. National Gymnastics team, as well as U.S. Olympic teams. And he sexually abused, according to the girls, more than 40 athletes.
Yeah, well, Attorney John Manley represents more than 40 of these alleged victims and actually, of Larry Nassar, and he appeared on 60 Minutes with three of them in a segment that aired last Sunday.
In fact, 60 women have filed complaints so far.
And there's a story today that he has been hit with more charges, Dr. Larry Nassar. We have a criminal case and a civil case. 22 counts of criminal sexual misconduct in the first degree linked to 9 victims were filed today, 2 of them under the age of 13 when they were allegedly abused. So let's get to John on.
Now, the three
police said more than 80 women and girls have filed complaints against Nassar.
Three young women went on 60 Minutes and told in graphic detail what Nassar did to them. John Manley, who's also on the broadcast, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing this afternoon?
Thank you.
We're fine.
That was a very powerful, very upsetting story that 60 Minutes ran about your clients.
And, you know, the first thing that occurs to me, John, is just like with the pre-sex abuse and the LA Unified sex abuse, how could this doctor get away with this for so long?
Well, so USA Gymnastics has a huge problem. There are 5 national team coaches that have been blacklisted in the last 5 years for molesting girls, including Don Peters, who is Mary Lou Retton's coach, which is based in Huntington Beach.
5 coaches?
And 5 national team coaches. So 5 coaches that coach the women's national team. And we say women's, but let's be honest, these are girls. They're all adolescents. Most of them are under 16. I mean, Dominique Bocciano won the Olympic gold medal in 96 when she was 14. And, you know, what's interesting about those women is 2 of them, Jamie Dancher, who's a 2000 Olympian and a bronze medal winner, and Jenna Anthelin were also UCLA gymnasts. There's a big Southern California connection to this. But what you have is an Olympic sport and a governing body of the Olympic sport who has a record that's as bad as the Catholic bishops in terms of child protection. Their response to the 60 Minutes piece was to find a woman who had been on the team as an alternate with Jamie, and she put out a statement on Twitter saying, oh, I'm just fine, and USA Gymnastics is great. But, you know, at this point, there's almost 100 girls who have come forward.
100?
Between law enforcement and the civil suits, 100. He was found, he's charged by the FBI with having 37,000 images of child pornography on his computer, including, by the way, wearing a GoPro in a swimming pool and sticking his hands down prepubescent children's pants and filming it so he could produce it as child porn. We represent some of those.
How does anybody do that in plain sight? How does that happen even once for more than 15 seconds?
Well, because he's under the water. And, you know, pedophiles are nice people. I say that and people are stunned. But it's never the guy lurking around in the trench coat with no pants on around the elementary school. It's never that guy. It's the nicest guy around. And to answer your original question is the reason he got away with it is that competitive gymnastics, is conducted, the training conducted in a very, very aggressive, hostile environment. And the case in point is the Caroli Ranch. Dominique Mociano and Jennifer Say, who were both former gymnasts. Dominique, as I mentioned, was a gold medal winner, wrote a book about how Bella Caroli encouraged her father to beat her up, how food is denied, how they scream at these young kids. There's no parents allowed. And Nassar presented himself to these children as their friend. He gave them candy. He listened to them. He acted like he cared. And what he would do is they had a back problem, hamstring problem, anything in their torso, That was going to be cured by an intravaginal treatment or an interrectal treatment.
And
he was doing this to these kids as young as nine on a table under the guise of medical treatment. There were multiple complaints. There was a complaint in 97. There was a complaint in 98. There was a complaint in 2000. And on and on and on.
Were there adults in the room when he does this?
There were sometimes adults in the room, but what he had them seated. Sometimes the parents were in the room. And that sounds crazy initially, but he had them seated in a fixed chair at the head of the training table.
Right.
He had the children laying flat on their stomach and a towel over their back, and he would put his hand under, and the children just didn't say anything. I mean, they were like, this feels weird. It doesn't feel right, but I don't know what this is. But some people did say something, and when they did, they were shut down. USA Gymnastics got a report from not one, but three national team members in 2015, including two Olympians who were household names. And they did nothing for 6 weeks. They didn't call the police. They're mandatory reporters. They didn't do anything. And then they say they called the FBI, but the FBI didn't call any of these girls till 13 months later. I frankly don't believe they called the FBI. We'll have to see. But this case is now clearly going to be not dozens, but hundreds of children. And we have this guy who since 1996 has been the team doctor for America's Sweethearts, our Olympians. And, you know, these kids give up their childhood and adolescence to represent our country, and this is what they get. And the response of USA Gymnastics has been to basically say, oh, everything's fine. Well, you know what? It's not fine. It's not okay.
No. And do any of these officials with USA Gymnastics, or any of them, do any of them have a soul, or are any of them sane? I mean, when you got 100 girls telling you that this guy is sexually assaulting them, there's really nothing else to discuss here.
Well, I think they've hired the same PR team that the church hired, because their strategy is to say, you know, essentially, oh, we're victims too. For example,
what are they victims of?
Oh, his treachery, because, oh, you know, he's a pedophile.
He fooled us. Yeah.
Here's the deal. They had a policy. In a policy manual that actually the pedophile, Dr. Nassar, co-wrote, that said, you're not supposed to be alone with children as an adult. You always have to have another adult in the room. He never had an adult in the room. And by the way, he did all the things I've described without a glove, without lubrication, and never a nurse or a chaperone in the room. So, this doesn't go on unnoticed. And We do know that it was noticed, and when they did have the opportunity to call the police and report, they didn't. Between 2015, June of 2015, and September of 2016, they never told anyone. He continued to practice at Michigan State and molest dozens of little girls, some of whom we represented, some of whom are the subject of the charges today. You know, their parents look at me and say, how could this happen? How do you explain that?
So your case is against the Carollis and the U.S. Gymnastics Organization?
And Michigan State, because Michigan State paid him to work for the Olympics, but the Olympic team, and for the gymnastics national team, because, of course, it brought money and fame to the university. So, you know, this guy wasn't just any physician. This was one of the most well-known physicians in the Olympic movement. He was known all over the world. He went to these... He went to the Olympics. He molested Jamie Dancher, she told 60 Minutes, at the Olympics at Sydney.
Oh.
No wonder she didn't get a gold.
Was it pretty much always under the guise of intervaginal adjustments, or did he do other things?
He did other things. He touched their breasts. He touched their nipples. He did acupuncture in their vaginal areas.
What?
It's really, really... I honestly can't say some of it, because I'm pretty sure we'll get an FCC complaint, or at least you will.
Well, no, I understand.
So it's really sadistic, sick stuff. And the idea that this happened for 30 years and no one knew is laughable. And he was the physician he's been on the team as a trainer since the 80s and became the team physician in 96. So, I mean, this is going to end up being one of the most sadly infamous cases in the history of crime and child abuse. And, you know, sadly, the victims are, you know, some of the country's best children and some of the best athletes we have to offer. And, you know, some of them are Olympians. And this shouldn't happen. It should not happen to children who represent our country and give up so much to compete. I mean, all their dream was to be in the Olympics. And, you know, I didn't really understand how hard it was and how much these kids had to give up to do this. And this is what they get in return. And worst of all, USAG and Michigan State are not being transparent. They're not telling us what they know and when they knew it. They're just trying to pull the wagons, because at the end of the day, what USAG really cared about was money and medals, and the children were simply a product to get them there. And, you know, I always think of these kids. They finish a vault, and they stand up, and it's beautiful, and they smile. There's a lot of pain behind those smiles, guys.
All right, Attorney John Manley, they've got a great guy on their side, these victims. We wish you luck and keep us updated.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day, guys.
All right, we're from Manley, Stewart, and Fonalding, and of course, they did a lot of work with sex abuse victims of the L.A. Archdiocese and the L.A. Unified School District with the teachers there, and now they're working on the case against Dr. Larry Nassar and the Olympic gymnastics organizations and Michigan State University for all of these, and they were girls. Let's be honest. A lot of them were under 16, 17 years old that were molested for, as you heard, John Manley talk about going 25 years. This guy had his way with these girls. More coming up.
John and Ken Show.